a Pret subscription. Is it worth it? It costs £20 a month and you get your first month free. Now, to me, always when it comes to money, I don't like getting into things, you know, on a monthly basis, but sometimes you have to for a contract or whatever. But when I thought about this, it's only recently that I've been spending money on coffee because the location where I work has changed, so this was close and convenient for me to get, and it's a little treat for me that I enjoy. And talking of a treat, when I mentioned this to a woman that I used to work with, she said, well, if that's a treat for you, then, you know, you need to sort yourself out, kind of. You know, she is someone that likes to travel and all this kind of stuff, so that's a treat to her. Yes, a holiday is a treat to me, but you can appreciate the smaller things in life. So a coffee is a little treat for me on a daily basis, if I'm working. If I'm at home, it doesn't have to be, you know, I can do without or make a homemade one. But anyway, £20, is it worth it? In this case, for me, yes, it was, because I was basically spending more than 20 for the month anyway, because I would get like two for the day, if not two, one, and it's like I enjoy it, so it's like I'm punishing myself if I don't get two. I could get one, but then it's like I'm not gonna have any other drink really. I take a bottle of water to work with me. I don't buy drinks necessarily to drink at work. So I would have my morning coffee before I get to work to perk me up, and it's enjoyable for me, get me in the right frame of mind, and then either with lunch or throughout the day when I feel I need it again, I'd get another coffee. And these are mockers, by the way, not just filtered coffee, because filtered coffee is about 80p, and the quality of that, you might as well make your own, I think. It's just black coffee, but then again, it's filtered, I don't know, it might taste better. But to me, a mocha is what I get. I think it's $2.75 roughly from Pret. Other places it'll be different, but $2.75 twice for the day, that's £5.50, let's say. I think £5.50, the maths is right. So £5.50, if I'm doing that five times for the week, you can already work out that's gone over £20. And for the month, that is, yeah, whew. So I was spending a lot of money. But the good part is this subscription now, you can use it to get five drinks for the day, but you have to space it out. You can go once, whatever time you want, get a drink. You have to wait another 30 minutes again before you get another drink, which is fine, because, you know, I'm working for that day. I've got things to do, can't just keep getting drinks. But for whoever it is that, you know, feels, I've seen a guy turn up within the 30 minutes and they told him, look, you've got to wait. I think he just thought, oh, let me pay anyway after that. But still, that is the scenario, five a day, which is fair. Now, to me, Pret has jumped onto something good here, because they are making money from this. I see a lot of people queuing up sometimes on the lunch break and stuff to get their coffees, and other companies that are right next to them or near them, I'm seeing not as busy, and this is because they're not doing the same thing. They want to charge individually, and probably they haven't, I don't know if they haven't thought about it, haven't caught on yet, but this is costing them business, because I used to go to other places. I used to enjoy Costa's Mocha, Starbucks, occasionally Nero's. It depends on who's making it, really, how they make it. But, you know, there was ones that I would prefer sometimes to Pret. I didn't really use Pret as much, but when I heard about this, I said, look, I've got to get myself some two mockers for the day. Then, I mean, with lunch, instead of having a coffee with it, I can have a fruit drink. Now, I don't know how good these fruit drinks are for you. I've looked it up and seen the ingredients, and how natural they are is, you know, questionable. But I'm hoping that it is just frozen fruit and not a bunch of fabricated, you know, fake stuff, because that wouldn't be good. And then the sugars from the fruit can, you know, affect you in other ways, so I'm not having too much of that. But occasionally I throw in a green tea here and there to balance things health-wise for myself. And yeah, I just believe it's good. And the taste I found in recently with all of these companies has dropped off. And what I mean by that is, I don't know if they're using different coffee beans, whether, I mean, they all couldn't have changed their coffee beans to a lower grade. I mean, they can, deliberately, but, you know, occasionally you go places and the coffee beans change naturally. They've got a different batching and it don't taste the same. But it seems all of them have dropped off in the quality of their coffees. And I'm not sure if that's to do with current circumstances, whether businesses need to cut back, and that's the situation. I don't know if they're adding less sugar, which would be okay because there was too much sugar going in anyway, I think. But something's changed. But regardless, I think for the people that still want to drink these drinks, £20 a month isn't bad. Oh, I'm not getting sponsored by Pret in any way. I wish I was. Someone needs to pay me some money. But no one is sponsoring me. Hopefully I can throw an ad on through Anchor that is linked to Pret in some way. But for now, as far as I know, I'm not getting paid by anyone for this. I just thought I'd have my say on whether I think it's worth it or not and try and justify it for myself and others. Whether it's justified, I don't know. But that's all I was going to say on that. And I wish there was a link I could actually share to get some kind of benefit, but there's no link for this. It's just go on the Pret website and get it, or get a cup from them that will have a QR code you can scan and sign up to it. Oh, and one of the drawbacks that I forgot to mention was that obviously if you've got a Pret subscription, going to other coffee places that you might enjoy more at times, or that you just happen to pass in, you know, because you're in the area or with friends or something, is seems pointless because you're spending money when you're already spending money for a subscription, so you might as well go to Pret if there's one near you. And there isn't one in my area, so in the current situation, not being at work where there is one, it means I'm not getting to use my subscription, so I might have to pause it. But that's another good thing as well, you can pause it. And as far as I know, hopefully you can pause or cancel at any time. Otherwise that would be a bad factor if you have to be tied into a yearly contract. But I believe you can pause and cancel any time. You can't keep pausing, obviously. Just one pause, I think. And then you can resume it. But yeah, that is one of the drawbacks of being in a subscription like that. You feel you have to use it rather than use anyone else. And it can work out financially better for you, but you are pretty much linked to them